This is DJ Tennis of Trouble Radio, and you are listening to a Trouble Radio interview podcast. Any attempt to copy or redistribute for sale is expressly prohibited by law unless written authorization has been obtained from Trouble Radio and Atumnus. Enjoy the interview.
The people out there. I'm going to get this out. Oh, yeah, on the Dragon's Den. This is the Tin Man. DJ Tennis here live on 3W.TroubleRadioRocks.com. I have with me Vlad from Atumnus.
Hey, you said it. What's up, buddy? This time.
Of course I did. What, you think I'd get it wrong 2 interviews in a row? Never happened, brother.
How you been since the last time?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good. You know, just busy, working my ass off. I mean, just kind of the same thing or as you so aptly put it in the chat, working your tits off.
Yeah, it's, you know, I actually do side jobs, landscaping and construction, so it's the only thing that'll pay money around here.
You know what? I'll tell you right now, and we'll save this for Boss Talk, which is the next segment coming up, but I feel you, brother, and we'll get into the reasons why on that avenue, but before we go too far down an obviously crazy path.
Sure.
Dude, man, the Beast Selects Best Metal CD.
Yeah, that's, I caught the last 20 minutes of the interview with Willie, and there was one thing he said that I really wanted to touch on, and that's where he talked about where him and I worked together with the audio of my music. Like that song you just played now, you wouldn't even think that's me compared to what my songs are sounding like now, because with the direction that Willie gave me and the tips and the pointers, he really set me in the right direction as far as that goes. And I mean, it was like 13, 14 days straight where he's awake 24/7, I'm awake 24/7, and by the time the song that I submitted was finished and complete, I didn't want to hear it anymore. I mean, that's how much we worked on it.
Yeah, I feel you there, brother. That happens. When you're in the studio, dude, it gets old so freaking fast, and you become so numb to what you're listening to. That's whenever you're in that whole realm of having to pull everybody and their mother's duck in just to hear it so that they can get a fresh take.
Right, and it's just, you know, you listen to it. I was starting to psych myself out because I'm mixing it, sending it back to him, and then it's just like, I mix the drums too low this time and the guitar's too high this time because it's one guy recording it, mixing it, and I'm not mastering it. It's mastered by another person, which is great because another person will be able to hear it.
Right.
And it was like 2 weeks. I have probably 40, 55 emails in a row just from him during that time when we recorded that song. And like I said, by the time I didn't even listen to it for weeks. I didn't want to hear it. You know, I was tired of it because, you know, we had nitpicked it because he was like, the song's good, you know, but your recording techniques suck. And they did, because I had just been doing it myself. I didn't realize that you could change everything with a simple stroke of an equalizer. Because I mean, I'm gonna give you a little inside tip here. I mean, my original recordings, I'm plugging into my computer, line in direct with my guitar, and that's it. And then even with, you know, even with what Willie was able to do with EQ, it was like, that's my guitar, right? And it just completely changed everything. Drums, bass, all the orchestral instruments, and the guitar all mixed together. And, he definitely set me on the right track. So at least it would be CD-worthy. So it would sound good. And then Tommy did his guitar parts, and it just made me feel weak with my guitar playing.
Well, I'll tell you what. It's like when you get a chance and you get down the path, what you need to invest in is a solid pair of studio monitors.
I know that now.
Yeah, I'm running because what I'm running here is I'm running what do I got here? I got a Hafler Studios, but they're 2 channels, so I can go high and low on them.
Right.
Studio monitors, and I got the, you know, what's it's a 4-ohm clean running amp. So it doesn't cloud the sound at all. But the biggest thing, I guess, is in my studio PC, I have a, it's like a $10,000 digital audio card. instead of plugging directly into the mic into the computer, I went with a digital audio card. Well, I'll tell you what.
Yeah, that's got to change everything right there.
Well, it does. It does. Well, when you get ready to, you want it. I'll hook you up with some stuff. You're using, what are you using for software again?
I use Sonar 8.
Okay, I'll hook you up with a plug into that. It's called it's a mastering software.
Okay.
It is bar none some of the most wicked nifty shit you've ever played with.
Good, I was always confused because I'm like, well, my levels are good, but then it's not actually the levels; it's what I'm inputting directly in the first place. So I went right back to the beginning after we did the Demon Angel. I was like, man, I re-looked at all of my settings and everything, put new strings on the guitar, leveled the tremolo system out again, and then went right to the source, you know, which where my actual input starts. And
right.
And I have a friend coming up in about 4 weeks that's gonna do everything on my guitar all over again, all my intonations and everything. I got about 4 more songs to go with my metal release, and it's what I'm trying not to do is like the last song I'm gonna record. It's gonna sound like the songs I recorded for the CD in the beginning don't match, you know. So I want to have everything. So like when person goes to master, it's not a huge headache. They could go, all right, we'll just boost this, we'll take this down a notch, and then everything sounds uniform. So it's
excellent. Good stuff, brother. Good. Well,
yeah, he definitely helped me out.
I'm dying to hear it. Yeah, I'm dying to hear it. I go get my pre-order my copy probably tomorrow, as it's getting a little bit too late to roll to the bank. But I'm gonna pre-order my stuff. I can't wait to hear the finished product, dude. I'm stoked.
Yeah, I haven't. It has not been given to anybody. The final version is in Willie's hands, and that's where it is. I even took it off my computer because I got hacked or something. So, yeah, it's going to be. I'll tell you. And Tommy's work on it's great. So I mean, it's just
good stuff.
I got spoiled. Well, Willie spoiled me a little bit, I guess.
Well, I won't. The one thing that I won't do is especially probably for the first 2 to 4 months, is you know, typically what I'll do is I'll rip the tunes so I can use them on the radio station. Mm-hmm. But the problem with that is that defeats the purpose.
Almost.
So, you know, that'll stay in the. It's going to stay in the jacket, so to speak, or in my car. and then I'll let the sales take, you know, because we need this to do what it needs to do.
Yeah, I'm very happy to be a part of it. I had no problem whatsoever. I mean, Willie, you know, sent me emails. Would you like to do it? Like 0.2 seconds? Yeah, sure, fine. You know, I had no problem. I mean, those guys need all the help they can get.
I got you. Feel you, man. Good stuff, dude. What else is going on now? I understand. Am I allowed to blow out about a certain signing?
I do believe you are.
I see. Since the last time we talked to Vlad, he has been signed by the Revolution Music Records. How's that feel, dude?
Still don't believe it yet. It's you know, it's super, super, super cliche. And I think I went over this story briefly last time we talked. You know, it was, I didn't even want to put my music on the internet. I was like, no one's going to care. This is America. It's not rap. So no one gives a shit. And that was exactly my reasoning for it. I wasn't going to do it. And then a friend of mine was basically like, you do it now. And I was like, fine, whatever. Not 2 months later, emails like, I'm talking to Willie. And next thing you know, it's like, oh, sure, fine, whatever. And I was wrong. And that's all. I mean, I was completely wrong. And Willie has a knack for just finding good artists. You know, I'm a drop in the bucket with all the artists that he has found that are awesome. I mean, that whole CD is going to be awesome. And if You won't skip a single track on that CD.
Nice. Well, you know, that's incredibly fortuitous because, I mean, you think about it. There's artists that go years.
I know.
And never can get signed to even, you know, change the toilet paper in the bathroom.
Well, it's not War Machine. It's the other War, from guys from England. Who are Warpath, that's it. He just sat on the right there being strong, going strong, huge, and no labels even looking at him. You know, so it's just, oh yeah, I don't take it for granted at all, and I'm extremely excited about it, and I never ever even imagined that that would be a goal that I would actually achieve.
Because
like I said, I'm in America. We both know that mainstream music has little to zero talent, especially in the pop rap avenue. And you know, whoever has a guitar is singing about some chick that they're gonna cry about, and that's really not metal.
That's true.
I mean, you could get away with it in the 80s because you had a ripping solo and it was actually metal. You know, Dokken could get away with it. Nickelback can't.
I feel you, brother. Hey, I'm going to try and test this mic that I was having a problem with.
Sure.
I'm going to see if this thing works. There we go. How's that sound?
Still? See? Yeah,
yeah,
nice.
Yeah, yeah. That's good. Dude, I'm telling you. Don't buy a freaking... dude, this is a Mackie I have here, brother.
Why'd you get a Mackie?
Dude, it's a Mackie, and Channel 2 is just up and freaking crapped out on me on the insert, bro.
Yeah, I heard Yolanda was... Or, I keep telling it. She was really, really cool. I had to, like, turn my volume all the way up, and she was still pretty much indiscernible.
Crazy.
Yeah.
It's pissing me off. I mean, okay, now, here's the thing. What is this with Mackies? Even Willie was telling me, you know, duh, but, you know, like, oh, a Mackie. Well, shit, I always thought Mackie were some of the industry leaders as far as, you know, small portable boards. Apparently, that they have gone by the wayside in the 5 or 6 years ago since I bought this thing.
Well, it's like anything else technological wise, you buy it and a week later it's friggin' junk.
Yeah, this thing's run. You know what? I've had it for, like I said, 5 or 6 years, and it's
pretty good for electronics.
Proud.
That's,
but I guess it's time to replace it.
That's Stone Age for a computer. Portable.
No, oh, dude. Stone Age, my ass, man. That's like the Paleozoic period.
I don't know. I was just thinking about that because when you asked me what software I use, I originally started on Cakewalk Pro Audio. If you can think back, that's over 10 years ago.
Yeah.
And now I'm using
Goodness
Sonar
gracious.
8. And it's not getting any cheaper, let me tell you.
No, it never does. It's absolutely crazy insane. Well, you know, here's some really funny shit for you, because you know, and I'm a computer engineer by trade.
Right.
My studio PC still runs NT4. And you know why? Because it's fucking bulletproof, bro.
NT4, yeah.
It is bulletproof. I got a 15,000 RPM disc inside there that I do all my mix down and stuff. It handles just gigs of shit in a heartbeat.
Yeah, those it's hit or miss. If you want to do anything with, like, okay, any musicians out there, you want to do anything with music, you need, first of all, stable OS. And forget about Vista. If you have Vista, just junk that right now, because the first thing you're going to realize, if you do anything with Vista, if you plug in any, even if you wanted to just like plug in your microphone like we are now and just talk into the recording software, you can't hear it. It'll record what you're doing, but you can't listen to the device, which was retarded.
It blows.
So I had XP, and then I went to Vista, and I reverted within 2 days back to XP. And reverting from Vista to XP, you might as well try to hang yourself, because
It's you have to just basically blow it out and rebuild.
Yeah, I think I got I had a nuke disk. I think I nuked my Vista, because you can't like downgrade. I mean, no. That option's grayed out. So you have to do a boot disk, wipe it clean, so you have no OS, and then throw your XP disk in. So that was a headache. I didn't want to see a computer after all that.
Yeah, I feel you on that, brother. Yeah, now, this PC, it's old. It's a Dell Tower, And it literally, you know, this dual core crap my ass. It's got two actual processors in the dog.
You know, the thing with dual core processors is they've been worthless up until Windows 7 came out, because if you weren't a computer programmer, you couldn't enable both processors. And even with Windows 7, you have to go into the to system information boot device and actually go to processors and go to default processors booted and change it to two. So they interfaced it now, but in the past you couldn't do it. So
that's crazy insane.
Yeah, which so I've had dual cores for 3 years and I've been running off one core. I don't even know about it. So it's ridiculous. I mean, so if anyone wants, I mean, because I do all my things on the computer. I wish I could, you know, I play the drums. I could play the songs I write. And, you know, money as it is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so, I mean, I do what I can. And if you do anything, any sort of mixing or anything with a computer, I'm telling you right now, get the most amount of RAM you can get and get the best motherboard and processor that you can get. Who cares about graphics?
You got that right.
And graphics don't mean shit. You're looking at a simple interface in your recording software. Doesn't matter. Who cares?
Definitely.
Because the first time that you have a dropout, when you just did your best take, you're going to get pissed.
That's absolutely right. Well, listen, hey, I'm telling all the listeners out here, told Vlad before we started, we're going to keep this to 15 minutes so that the Tan Man can actually get some sustenance before boss talk. But guess what? Autumnus is not done. We were going to be calling him just after we start boss talk, and we're going to be continuing on our discussion and rolling down some other avenues that probably not suited for the Dragon's Den.
No.
But we definitely wanted to get you on here and get your, you know, for the Beast Selects Best Metal CD. And, dude, people are going to buy it, man.
I do want to go ahead and thank really straight up for all the help and all the insight that he's given me. My music sounds, it's night and day he basically gave me college education, you know, for free. And you don't meet a lot of people like that in this industry, let alone anywhere. No. And I definitely want to extend a hand out to Dave and Scott at Revolution, because I'm a nobody, and that's the truth. And they're willing to allow me to come into that label and be a part of the family. So those guys definitely need a lot of credit. And they're, like I said, dropping the barrel, because all the guys they have on their label are good. You know, it's not like, excellent. It's not like, ooh, hey, we have Autumnus, so now we're in the day. It's like, no, Autumnus has to match up to the other guys. And so, those guys right there, without those two, I'd still just be flopping around with, you know, with crappy sounding tunes. And
I feel you, brother. I feel you. Alrighty, man. I'll be calling you back here in about 20-25 minutes. And we'll continue to carry this on and down to boss talk and along the other topics that you well know we're going to be talking about.
Go get the CD. You're going to love it.
There you go. That is the Vladmeister Autumnus. He is on the B-Selects Best Metal CD. Yeah, baby.